This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Firefighters in Colorado Springs are working to control four different grass fires located near Mark Shuffle Road and Drennan Road. This is an update to a story that we've been following. Crews say that the fire started over the weekend and are growing slowly to the east. Mark Shuffle has been shut down in both directions as crews work to the fire's interior. Fire crews have reported an established perimeter around those fires and are now watching for hot spots. Over 500 acres has burned so far with no estimate or containment. The average gasoline prices in Colorado Springs have risen 8.2 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.89 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 246 stations in Colorado Springs. Prices in the Springs are 31.7 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 99 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. The lowest price in the state yesterday was $2.43. And windy conditions are in place for some areas today. Rain and snow mix by Thursday, says Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Chris Larson.
We will see increasing clouds on Wednesday with a chance for rain showers to start and then snow showers overnight into Thursday morning. Thursday morning lows in the upper 20s and low 30s, and again a rain-snow mix into Thursday afternoon.
Chris says the weekend looks seasonal with high temperatures into the 40s. We'll have his complete forecast coming up in just mere moments. A reward is coming this week in the case of a postal worker robbed at gunpoint in Colorado Springs. Police say it happened as the victim was loading a community mailbox on Saturday morning near Fountain and Shelton. The letter carrier was not hurt, but several keys were stolen. The suspect is described as a black male in his late teens, early 20s, about 6 foot tall, 160, with a slim build. He was wearing a hoodie and had his face covered. If you have information, you're urged to call the Postal Inspection Service.
Here's a reminder for drivers trying to get an up-close parking spot. Volunteers are cracking down to keep handicapped spaces open for those who need them. The Disabled Parking Unit is a part of the Colorado Springs Police Department, so they have the authority to write tickets. So far this year, they've handed out almost 400 of them. Last year, the unit found 917 vehicles in violation and almost 700 others with expired handicap placards. Well, here's an early travel alert for anyone planning to fly out of Denver International Airport. About half of the Pikes Peak shuttle lot is closing April 7th, and it will remain closed until September for upgrades and repairs. There's more than 4,500 spaces in Section 3 and 4, but the northern side will stay open. The Long's Peak shuttle lot also opens April 1st with shuttle service all day. If both lots fill up, passengers can always use the East Economy, West Economy, East Garage, West Garage, and the 61st and Pena parking lots.
Back to the spring, some neighbors here are on the edge after a shooting right outside their door. Police responded to gunfire yesterday afternoon at Stonecrop Ridge Grove off of Circle Drive and Hancock Expressway. Officers found one person dead, but aren't revealing any other details. The townhome complex was still taped off as of last night as investigators continue gathering evidence there. The cause of a downtown fire 6 months ago is finally out. Josh Helmuth with that story.
Colorado Springs Utilities is blaming a private contractor. They say that contractor operated a core drill without following state protocol. The company says that drill damaged underground electric cables, triggering a fire, causing a power outage along Kiowa between Tejon and Nevada. CSU is working to get new technology to prevent this from happening again. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
Thanks, Josh. Democrats and Republicans are deadlocked on spending cuts in the debt ceiling talks. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said progress is being made, but a major sticking point is over work requirements for social benefits programs. The Republicans want the requirements, while the Democrats oppose the increased work demands for the benefits.
It's now less than a month to go before a total solar eclipse will cross North America on April 8th. People in 15 states will be able to see the moon almost totally covering the sun, casting a shadow over and creating the effect of a fiery ring in the sky. Some of the states in the path are Texas, Oklahoma, Illinois, Ohio, New York, and Maine. Skies will temporarily darken in the path of totality. But in the other states in the U.S., viewers will be able to see the partial solar eclipse with the moon appearing to take a bite out of the sun.
An absolutely beautiful start to the work week. Mainly sunny skies for your Monday with temperatures in the mid-60s. Colorado Springs, about 71 in Pueblo. We'll see winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10, perhaps gusting as high as 15 miles an hour. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.